Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you would like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That, of course, is 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah, hi. This is Dave Minard from Monterey, California.
Oh, beautiful Monterey. We were there last year. It's a great place. What do you do there?
I work for the National Marine Sanctuary.
Oh, wow. That's connected to the Great Aquarium there?
We work in conjunction with them, but we're not connected with them.
Well, what do you do for them?
I captain a research vessel.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Dude.
That's just cool.
That's the coolest job ever.
Do you hang with the sea otters?
We see the sea otters quite often.
Excellent.
That is the coolest job.
That's a really cool job.
Imagine being able to tell somebody. Well,
yeah. Peter, I quit.
I just did.
I know, I was about
I
to say.
You know what? I'm just going to start saying that. I captain a research vessel.
Yes.
I feel emasculated.
So great.
Don't you, Anne?
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Cool. Dave, welcome to our show. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
Sure, my love handles tend to obtrude, but who cares? I like my skin viewed. I don't go to the gym to get fit, firm, and slim. I just like to parade around.
In the nude.
Yes. Although, yes. You added a couple of extra words. You screwed up the meter, but that's how you roll. You're into free verse. That's fine. Nude. At long last, Dutch nudists got what they've been hoping for. Naked day at the gym. 100 people. Yes. 100 people signed up to participate in Fit World's gyms. First naked workout session. All the participants arrived. They looked around. They said, hey.
We're all men.
Yes, exactly. 8 women. 8 women had signed up to participate. None of them showed. Can't imagine why. Caused some of the men to grumble about all the money they'd blown on their Axe body spray. All right. Carl,
let's hear
a limerick.
Too much moon dust makes astronauts squint. Makes them cough and say things you can't print. Getting dust off is tricky. Let's try something sticky, like a roller that picks up some...
lint.
Right. Astronauts have discovered many amazing things while on the moon, but most importantly, it sure is dusty up there. Gets on everything. Well, NASA has a solution. For the next moon mission scheduled for 2020, NASA is planning to equip the spaceship with giant adhesive lint rollers.
No.
To swipe away unsightly dust, help protect astronauts' lungs. The sticky lint rollers will also provide protection to the astronauts if the base is attacked by Fluffy, the mythical lunar dust bunny.
Very handy if you decide to keep a space cat in the morning.
Here, kitty, kitty.
All right. One last limerick. It is also in a space theme.
Out in space, eating sushi is my hobby. But the astronauts started to lobby. My green radish paste will now go to waste, for they locked up my tube of...
I have no idea.
Sushi, green paste?
Wasabi.
Yes, wasabi! Astronaut Sunita Williams, up there in the International Space Station, was trying to make a pretend sushi meal when her tube of wasabi misfired, and all hell, a green, spicy hell, broke loose. NASA manuals gave no instructions on how to contain globs of wasabi flying around your living enclosure. But Williams said, quote, "We finally got the wasabi smell out after it was flying around everywhere. We cleaned it up off the walls a little bit." After the spicy goo was contained, the wasabi tube was quickly banished to the cargo hold because it is too dangerous.
I gotta say, between the not being able to have proper sushi and the diapers we learned about a couple weeks ago, I don't think I'm going into space.
Really? You're gonna turn it down? Yeah.
But, you know, there's another element to this. I mean, there's a lot of things you can think of eating in zero gravity where I understand things are kind of restless in your stomach as it is, but sushi.
Mm-mm.
I mean, these people are tough.
That's actually a good point. They're having sushi in low Earth orbit. How fresh is that fish?
Oh.
Yeah. You know it wasn't delivered that day.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah.
Or that's just one long fishing line.
Yeah.
Can you see the guy? The guy up there cutting.
We've been reeling that in for a week.
Carl, how did Dave do in our quiz?
Dave is a winner, Peter, because he had three correct answers.
Well done.
Thank you.
I feel that our marine life is in good hands with a man like you in charge of it. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.